Okay, I'll be honest that I'm not entirely sure who this is, but one of my friends, Rav Avram Stav, posted that the author of this sefer, Rav Moshe Gorelick, passed away last night. And he wrote about the influence that his Divrei Torah in the Parsha had had on him on trying to actually connect Torah to life. So I pulled it off the shelf because I happened to notice it yesterday. So he has a piece here on Bamidbar called Ha'abahut HaShniyah, right? Second fatherhood. And obviously, what is he commenting on in our parsha? So the beginning of Revi'i, the pasuk says, Ve'ela toldot Aharon Moshe, b'yom diber Adonai el Moshe b'har Sinai, Ve'ela shemot b'nei Aharon, dot, dot, dot. That these are the children of Moshe, of Aaron and Moshe. And then it only lists the children of Aaron, which is Rashi notes from Chazal right away. What do we learn from here? That kol ha'milamed ben chaverot Torah ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki'ilu yilado, that whoever teaches his child, someone else's kid, Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. Shenemar ve'ele toldot Aharon u'Moshe. Now, interestingly, in some of the versions in the Midrash, if you look at the Yalkut, for example, the Yalkut actually brings two separate psukim to prove that students are called children and that Rebbeim are called fathers. Right. So, in addition to proving from here that a student is called a child, and from other places as well, it proves from Elisha. What does Elisha call Eliyahu when he dies? Yes, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. So, and you do have to give a little bit of thought to why, at least in the Midrash, those are two separate things, right? Because you would think that those are the same. If a student is ki'ilu a child, then a rav is ki'ilu a parent. But apparently those are not necessarily the same, which is interesting. I'm not sure why, right? Is it that, the idea that maybe, you know, you could have children, but the father is really the Torah, right? Like, you represent the Torah and create children, but there was like a havam in it that the Rav is like a stand-in for the Torah rather than his individual personality. I'm not exactly sure what the Havamina was in the Midrash, but the Maskana, it draws the obvious conclusion that if a student is a son, then a Rav is a father. But this Rav Gorelick asks the following question. Again, this is the first time I have opened the sefer ever, but apparently he passed away, so this will be L'ilui Nishmato. I figured that if I happened to see the sefer yesterday, which I'd never noticed before on the shelf, and then a few hours later, yeah, I noticed it yesterday. That was the only reason I realized it was I happened, because yesterday I got here at, you know, the crack of dawn or before or whatever, and I was actually number 10, so I davened upstairs with the shul, and I noticed this on the shelf when I was putting away a sefer, right? And then I got, you know, a few hours later, I saw a post that he had passed away with a picture of the first volume of this sefer. Yes, I don't know who he is exactly, but I figured, okay, I said last night to Aram, like, there must be a reason, so let me, so he says, it's a very important lesson. Okay, fine. I love you guys like children. Okay, there's the lesson, right? But why is that lesson taught in Bamidbar? Right, that's the, right, again, you always have to think on the level of Chazal. Why is it they choose to teach us something where they choose to teach it? So that's his starting point. So he said, well, what's happening? Let's think about the situation. The Jews are in the desert, and they're starting to organize around the Mishkan into family units, into tribes, and then each tribe is divided into its family unit. Each three-tribe unit gets a location in the south, the north, the west, or the east. Which means, what is happening? What is the process that is happening at Bamidbar? It's actually Bamidbar, but we won't be medayeg there. The Jews are starting to form family, clan, and tribal identities. Right? That is what is happening right now. That is the process of forming these these camp, and that is book, right? And it is reinforced geographically. But what do these tribes surround? The Mishkan. So what Rav Gorelick here says is, what is the struggle the Jews are going towards, or going through? Is they're creating tribal identities around the Mishkan. So what is the struggle? Are they going to realize that those tribal identities are subject to Torah? So he says, even in the Psukim, he thinks that the Psukim are trying to push the Jews to develop a tribal identity, but one that is built around Torah. How does the Parsha do it in Pshat? That what is immediately after the encampment of the Jews? The census of the Levim. The separate census of the Levim. So he says, by starting with the camping, and then the census and the encampment of the Levim, who are literally, as he said, the Tefer, right? They are what weave you in, right? Because you have, on the outside, you have the Shvatim, and then you have the Levim, who are inside of the camp, closer to the Mishkan. And they are the people functioning in the Beit HaMikdash. That highlights both the tribal identities, but the spiritual identity that is forged around the Mishkan. So he says, that is why Chazal chose here to teach this lesson. Ki ba'oto rega, hayam kayam chashash, shetocha amula shayitzikar yitzadot lememshal, meshashem utzavim tvusei hamemsad midbari, right? Once government and, right, roles, essentially, are starting to take effect, right? There tribal identities with their localized leaders, divided by Shevet and family, a small mistake would creep into their hearts. Right, is that they're going to think about the Mishkan not as the center, but as the center in a cultural sense, right? Just like you might have a cultural center, he said, right, in the middle of a kibbutz, right? A secular kibbutz might have the cultural center where they, right, that's where their identity. So maybe you would have thought that the Mishkan is just that. So it has a spiritual flavor to it. It's not just accidental, it is essential that it is the Mishkan. The Alaron Veidud, Im Tavtzir Chayim Veikaram. And therefore, Kidarkam, Chazegadura, Bikirbeinu, Shozal Pasuk Tzadi Lechora. And therefore, Chazal see in this an ancillary Pasuk to this theme, this reinforcing the idea that Moshe is the second father to his nephews because he taught them Torah. So that's why he argues, Chazal see it specifically here, that while you're forming political identities and tribal identities and family identities, you have to remember that the Mishkan is not just the accidental cultural point in the middle, but rather it is the essential defining feature of this structure. And the way you reinforce that is saying that even fatherhood, quote unquote, isn't just about fatherhood. It's, right, Torah is about fatherhood. It can create a type of fatherhood as well. And then the second half of this section, I'll just say very quickly, right, he talks about, obviously, that the what lies behind this is the belief that learning Torah is another birth, right? That when you learn Torah, you are giving birth, so to speak, or you're being born spiritually. And therefore, the one who teaches you Torah is giving birth to you spiritually by granting you the second life. And he notes that's why it's expressed in halacha, besides for just the statements of that someone who teaches Torah, it's as if he's his father. We know that that also is why in halacha, under normal circumstances, If you have a choice between returning the lost object of your father and your Rav comes first. Going even farther, the Gemara says you have a choice of loading the load of your father on your Rav, you load that of your father's first. And if you have a choice of redeeming your father or your Rav from captivity, you redeem your Rav first, which shows you not just that this is a life, but as Chazal say, the reason it's more is because your father brought you into this world, but your Rav into the world to come. And therefore, it's telling you that not just is this life, but this is the primary life, and therefore, at some level, it wasn't just that Moshe's Aaron's children were also Moshe's, but right, he says, "Arei ben Aaron utzvu al yadav befoal." They were given their character through Moshe, and therefore, it's not just another type of life giving, but at some level, it is even the higher level of life giving, which really reinforces the point, which he said is the theme here, is that people recognize what is central to our lives, what gives us our identity, which is Torah, rather than just family and politics and tribal identities and the like.